Moncrief on News Talk.
Even though you're supposed to remain in your seat until the airplane reaches the gate, not everyone respects this rule, and to such an extent that the Turkish Aviation Authority has announced it will start fining passengers who don't remain seated. But this is just one example of how airplane etiquette is violated, usually by people who don't recognise there's such a thing as airplane etiquette. The consumer journalist Siobhan Maguire is here to tell us just how angry she is. Good afternoon, Siobhan.
Good afternoon, Sean.
In your experience, do people do that a lot, the standing up before just as soon as the plane touches down thing?
Oh, they do. They really do. And yes, I do get very angry and animated about these things. I think what the Turkish airline is doing is genius. Because fining people who decide, even before the seatbelt sign has gone off, that you can't unbuckle, you can't stand up, you can't be hogging the aisles, it's a great idea. And I think more airlines should implement that. There's so many things we can talk about that are really annoying on planes, like, you know, the armrest. Not getting it. If you're in the middle seat, Sean, and, you know, people on either side of you are both resting and enjoying themselves with an armrest that you don't even get to look at, that's annoying.
That is. Now, the thing that baffles me, now, it annoys me if I'm on a short haul flight and somebody feels the need to push their seat back. Why is that that facility even on a plane?
I have no idea.
Because it's only like 2 inches. It's not going to make your thing more enjoyable. All you're going to do is probably spill the cup of tea over the person behind you.
Well, this is it. I mean, I've been on flights to London, you know, the flights you go up in the air and you're straight back down again. And your neck is resting, your chin is resting on the seat that's reclined in front of you. It's so annoying.
Yeah, it's a weird design. I don't know what the logic of it is really at all.
It's very odd. And there's other things, and I'm sure, you know, people have their own lists, but the likes of people taking off their socks and shoes and then resting their foot right beside your seat just as you're trying to enjoy the flight. That's quite annoying. There is a name given to people who stand up too early and hog these aisles. They're called aisle lice. Not to be mixed up with gate lice. And these are people who basically go to the gate as soon as it's announced and start queuing from the very get-go, really.
Yeah. I don't understand that either, because you have an assigned seat. No one ahead of you in the queue is going to go, well, I'll have that one. And then, you know, there's a row when you get on the plane or anything. It's you're still going to set to sit in the same place. The only thing I can think of is that you know, the way that Ryanair does the, you know, the priority boarding thing. And then if you don't have that, you've nowhere to put your bag.
Yeah, and but you know, as we've heard in recent months as well, you might not even get the bag on the plane in the first place if it doesn't meet certain very strict requirements from Ryanair. The priority boarding thing baffles me now. I no longer pay the €6 for it because it's of no benefit whatsoever. If you have it, you end up queuing for far too long. And then when you get on, you're not even guaranteed the overhead space. I last flew at Ryanair a few months back and I had a free check-in bag. And I thought, you know what, I'm just going to do this. I did it and it was a seamless flight. There was no stress through security, no overspending in pharmacies at the airport. You know, no queuing. I sat down and watched everyone queue in priority while the rest of us waited and then just went on at the end. No stress. So I would never be paying for that again.
Yeah. Is it because when people get in a flight, they're maybe a little bit anxious and so they kind of overreact to things, you know, especially the standing up, like where are you? And now, unless you've got you have to get a connecting flight and you're in a rush. And that's fair enough. But that's normally not the case.
Exactly. And actually, there are some airlines who make announcements upon landing that if you have a connecting flight, make yourself known and we'll let you out first. But of course, that still results in the usual stampede of everyone wanting to get out first. You know, people even clambering over people in aisle seats, you know, to try and see if they can be off the plane and out the door and on their way before everyone else.
Yeah. Is there a protocol then? How many people, you know, when you get out into the passageway and there's people, should you let everyone who's still sitting out in front of you, or what should you do?
So my interpretation of airline etiquette when you're landed and people are leaving is that the rows in front of you leave, and then, you know, so on until it gets to you, and then you leave. But okay. Unfortunately, that doesn't happen.
Yeah. All right. So the seats in front of you should be empty then by the time you've walked into
exactly.
Yeah, but they never are.
They never are.
And then there's people kind of standing there looking at you pleadingly, kind of wanting to get out. And then you kind of have to let them out.
And that's in between, you know, people, you know, bumping into each other, hitting off you, pulling down big bags that hit your head. It's endless.
Yeah, the big bag things is, yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose because it's also such an enclosed space and you have to make eye contact with people and smell their smells and all that kind
of
stuff.
Well, this could be another discussion, pungent food on airlines as well. Another bugbear, Sean.
Yeah. Oh, you mean people who would bring on their chicken fillet roll onto the plane with them?
Well, yes, yeah, and have decided, you know, they're going for the lovely tuna that was, you know, mixed up earlier that day, has now been, you know, heating up in a lovely air-conditioned airport lounge, and then heated up by the time it gets to sitting beside you on the plane.
Yeah, lovely.
All that sort of thing.
Yeah, one texter says, I will never understand people who queue at the gate before it's even open. It's completely astounding. Now, people sitting in the wrong seats, says this texter, and looking at you like you're the one in the wrong if you insist they move. Also, middle seats gets both armrests. Anyone who doesn't know this needs to get the boat. Oh, should you get both armrests if you're in the middle seat?
Well, you see, I would have been happy with one armrest.
Yeah, yeah. But
yeah.
Which one?
Oh, that's well, actually, it would have to be the one on the left. So then everyone gets one, right?
Well, even if it's the one on the right, everyone gets one.
No, but if it's the one on the left. Oh, yes. Well, it depends which side of the aisle you're sitting in.
Yeah.
OK.
Or you could say, sorry, I'm left-handed. Can I have your arm? Can you move over and give me your armrest? God, don't be giving Ryanair any ideas to charge us more money. Texas is funny how the person who puts their seat back then seems to have a problem that my knees are now in their back. Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, physics and stuff. Might it also be sometimes because maybe some people mightn't be that experienced as flyers, you know, they might do it only very occasionally and then they're not aware of these things.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to have a certain amount of tolerance, you know, and when I'm going on my holiday, I have to accept that there may be a screaming baby on an economy flight. That's how it works, you know,
yeah.
There's nothing you can do about it. But you'll have a nervous flyer, you'll have someone who doesn't quite understand that, you know, they're not supposed to be, kicking in the back of your chair and they can't help it because it's a nervous twitch. You know, there's loads of things that can be ironed out without getting annoyed about them first, but not the person who with the long hair who puts it over the back of the chair, Sean. No.
I was travelling home to Scotland for a family visit, flying out of Cork. The lady next to me was on her speakerphone, despite the intercom telling people to switch off their phones. As the crew were about to demonstrate the safety features, I turned around, told her to switch her phone off. She wasn't best pleased and said repeatedly in a loud voice, "Don't tell me what to do." I simply said to her in my best Scottish brogue, "Turn that off." She did. And my son was in fits of laughter, thinking his dad had gone off on one. What about dogs on planes next to you? It's already happening on some European airlines. Dogs on planes.
Well, I love dogs, so I would be quite happy with that. Yeah.
Well, as long as they can, you know, don't take both armrests. I hate when couples obviously want to sit together but won't pay for it. They awkwardly check if you can move. Can you not cope with an hour apart? Yeah.
And that happens very often, and with families as well, people booking and then coming to you and saying, "We're sitting here, but our kids are seated elsewhere." You know, well, I'm sorry, that's not my problem.
You can understand how you'd at least have one of them sitting with the child, but
yeah.
You'd think they would have paid for that.
But that's it. They should have.
Ryanair should put coin slots on chairs to lean them back, €2. That's a good idea, actually. Yeah, you wouldn't see so many people doing it then. Yeah. It's over. You see, the thing is now, I can see the logic in what, you know, they're doing in Turkey. But can you imagine being on a Ryanair flight? And like they usually do make the announcement, stay seated, you know, until we taxi to the gate. And then Ryanair staff are expected to start, you know, finding people on behalf of whomever. That mightn't go down too well.
I don't know. I'd say there's lots of food for thought for Ryanair from this particular discussion, to be honest, Sean.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Siobhan, thanks a million for coming to talk to us today. That was the consumer journalist, Siobhan Maguire there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.